In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Fac mecum, Domine, signum in bonum. The opening words of the introit of today's Mass. These are translated in most missals along the lines of, show me, O Lord, a token for good, that they who hate me may see and be confounded, because thou, O Lord, hast helped me and hast comforted me. As we've done on these past days, I will torture you again by speaking of the tones of the Mass. The mode of this introit is the second mode. As I said a few days ago, there are 8 different modes following the musical science of the ancient Greeks. That is what is used in Gregorian chant. It's similar to scales, as we think of today, major and minor scales, but it is not quite the same thing. Each tone has its own spirit, its own feeling, its own mood, which is where we get that word mood, our word mood, coming from the Latin modus. In today's Mass, we have the introit set to the second mode. And if you want just a comparison, this mode is used all the time in Gregorian chant. However, if you want to think of 2 other great introits to the Mass, which are also set to this tone, or which are definitely called to mind today, we must think of the 2 great feasts of Christmas and of the Epiphany. Both of these feasts have their introits set also in the second mode. And there is a great relation between these 2 feasts, celebrating the Incarnation, and the Mass that we celebrate today. If we look at these words literally today, which are set to chant, Fac mecum signum in bonum, we would translate them, make, O Lord, with me, a sign for good. Make with me a sign for good. We must remember who is speaking throughout all of the Psalms. It is first of all King David, the ancestor of our Lord, but he speaks always prophetically, prefiguring our Lord Jesus Christ, and so it is our Lord himself whose voice we always hear throughout the Psalter of David. And that is what we hear today. It is the voice of our Lord himself crying out, make of me, O Lord, a sign for good, that my enemies may see it and be confounded. What precisely is the sign of which the introit sings today? It is one which we have commented upon in past years, but we'll review briefly now. We must look at the epistle and the gospel for today to understand what this sign is. We have the waters of contradiction spoken about in the book of Numbers, where Moses is punished for striking the rock in order to make water come forth. This miracle he had performed already during the wanderings in the desert, but this time the Lord tells him somewhat differently. He says, speak to the rock. He does not say, strike the rock. Nevertheless, Moses stands before the people and shows his own power by striking the rock. And the Lord does grant the miracle, just as he would have if he had spoken to the rock to bring forth the water. Nevertheless, he punishes Moses by saying that he will not enter the promised land. Moses, as great of a messianic figure as he is, will not be the fulfillment of the messianic prophecies. He will not lead the chosen people into the promised land, nor in the end be their savior. He prefigures Christ, nevertheless, and this whole episode does. For St. Paul tells us, and leaves no room for doubt, Petra erat Christus. The rock was Christ. It has been explained that these 2 episodes signify the fact that the first time the rock was struck, and this prefigures the bloody sacrifice of the cross. This second time, however, Moses was not to do this. This time it was to be a sacramental sacrifice, and he was to speak to the rock. just as the priest speaks over the bread and wine on the altar, and this was to produce the miracle. Instead, Moses disobeys and strikes the rock once more, and so he is punished. What then is this sign for good? It is the rod of the cross, the rod of the cross on which Christ, our rock, is crucified. This is the sign that all the enemies of Christ see so that they may flee away confounded. And to understand that this is the fulfillment of this episode in the Old Testament, we have the gospel today of our Lord at the well with the Samaritan woman, where our Lord tells us that he will be the living waters. He says, if thou hadst known the gift of God, and he who is who saith to thee, give me to drink, thou perhaps would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whoever drinketh of this water in the well, says our Lord, shall thirst again. But he that shall drink of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him shall become in him a fountain of water springing up into life everlasting. This connection between the gospel and the Old Testament is further cemented by the verse of the communion, which is chanted at the end of the Mass. He that shall drink of the water that I will give him, saith the Lord, it shall become in him a fountain of water springing up into life everlasting. This then, recalling the great tones of the Mass, which we hear at Christmas, recall this great miracle of the Incarnation, that Christ has come, God himself has come in the flesh to be for us the signum in bonum, to be for us the sign for good, that all the enemies of God may see it and flee away in terror. And it is from this sign, the rock that is Christ, that waters shall flow forth, welling up into everlasting life. Amen.